You've reached Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Daria. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Jesley Georges with Guarantee On Time Deliveries LLC. I have a claim here with Jordan L, I think his last name starts with, and it's been weeks. I've been reaching out to him, and I can't seem to get a hold of him and get an update on the claim. He's not returning my call. He's not returning my emails. So I wanted to try to get that claim switched to someone else so I can get this thing resolved and
Go
along with the claim. It's a total loss, and Penske's the leasing company. They're asking for an update. I can't give them an update because he hasn't been getting back to me.
Okay. Let me give you his direct manager's number.
No. Okay. I don't want his number because I already have it, and I want someone else handling this claim.
Yeah, this is his manager that I'm giving you.
Okay.
Her name is Leslie Roque. That's L-E-S-L-I-E. Roque is R-O-Q-U-E.
Okay.
Her phone number is 256-600.
Hold on, 256? You said 600?
Here, I gotcha. I'm sorry. 256-600-9234.
Okay.
And then her email address is the same format as Jordan's. It's leslie.roque@ xclaims.claims.
All right. Is she available now or?
Honestly, it is a little bit later in the day right now. So I would give her a call, leave her a voicemail, and try her in the morning. And that will be the best time to reach her is in the morning probably. That's what I would say.
Okay. Now, is there any way you could look into that claim to see what's going on with it, or you wouldn't have access or something like that?
If I had the claim number, I could tell you whether it's open or not.
Hold on.
But I wouldn't be able to tell you much more than that. But if there have been no payouts, then it's more than likely still open.
Yeah, it's still open, but let me find it, because I had it right now. I just emailed him, actually. So it's xc-orca-24-00689.
Okay, give me one second here. Looks like there was a phone call to the insured Gesley Georges on 326.
Yeah, I called him right back. He never answered me. I left a voicemail, two or three voicemails that same day.
It looks like there's another phone call to the same person on 34. Status letter was added, but it looks like the claim is still open, so... Looks like there were some emails sent back and forth between a couple of parties. And I can't really see much more than that.
Yeah, I mean, I can give her a call, leave a voicemail, try to get someone who can move this along, because essentially I'm still paying for the van as though it's in service.
I gotcha.
And yeah, I need that, stopped.
Yeah. Like I said, that's his manager's number, so she should have access to everything that he has access to. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I mean, I know he emailed me. He emailed. Hey, he'd like to talk. I think I emailed him like 5 or 15 minutes later, and then no reply ever since. So, yeah. All right. I'll give him a call and go from there then.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good rest
of
your day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You too. Thanks. Bye.